I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. For over a year, Michael Angarano was supposed to play the role of the best friend opposite lead Jesse Eisenberg in Max Winkler's debut film Ceremony. But when Eisenberg dropped out due to scheduling issues, Winkler quickly cast Michael as Sam in the coming-of-age film. Michael's career has been hot lately. He can be seen in Kevin Smith's new film Red State and just wrapped Steven Soderbergh's Haywire opposite Michael Douglas and Ewan McGregor. Right before South by Southwest, I talked to Michael about the film, his role, and how the year-long rehearsal process of the movie felt like a theater workshop. This site takes a lot of work, so I really do appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Michael.
Tell me about your role in the film.
My character is Sam Davis. He's a 23-year-old children's book writer. Very unsuccessful. He's unpublished. And he's in love with an older woman, played by Uma Thurman. And the movie is about Sam trying to, stop Uma from getting married and running off away with Sam, which is a very kind of, grandiose idea of life. But I think it just represents the kind of person Sam is. He's a very impressionable, very romanticized young guy who really hasn't found himself yet. And that's what the movie is. You know, Max puts it really well. It's like a coming-of-age story in reverse. It's about a man discovering he's a boy. A boy discovering he's a boy. That's kind of Sam in a nutshell, I guess.
Yeah. Now, you were originally cast in a different part beforehand.
Right.
How did you originally get, how did you get your original part? Just through the initial casting process?
Yeah, I had met Max through our agents, and we went to dinner, and we had a great conversation. The script was one of the best scripts I've ever read, I was going to play Marshall, who Reese Thompson plays in the film, and for about a year and a half, Jesse Eisenberg and I, would rehearse with Max, and so by the time the movie came around to actually, it was, all systems go to film, Jesse dropped out, and Max and I decided that it would be interesting to try and switch it up and see if I could play Sam, and so that's kind of how it happened. But originally it was Marshall.
Yeah. Now, when Max told you that you were going to get the part of Sam, were you at all were thrilled, nervous?
It's your
first lead role, right?
No, I wouldn't say it's my first lead role. It's definitely my first. It's my first role with a character I feel who takes the risk of being unlikable or he's definitely one of the more neurotic characters I've played. Which kind of makes him so fun as well. I wouldn't say nerves was a part of it because I was so comfortable with Max, and Max has this, amazing quality as a person, but, especially as a director, where he makes you feel very confident, and, there's a reason that you're there. It's because, you should be, and so nerves definitely at any point was not a factor in it. It was interesting because when I had read the role for Marshall a year and a half ago, it just wasn't the same. It took me that year and a half to be able to play Sam. It just made me realize that there are certain times in your life, that a few years of experience really benefit the fact that, you're able to play this role now. Because, I think being an actor, basically being a good actor, basically just means, having experience and using it, or using your experience as a person. And so it was that year and a half that really allowed me to play Sam. And, watching Jesse read it, and he's, a great actor, and just playing Marshall myself, it was kind of like, a theater workshop or an acting workshop. I kind of, read the script from all these different perspectives. So by the time I came around, and the movie came around, and Sam and, Marshall were these characters in my mind, it was kind of like secondhand nature to me.
Yeah. Now, you are, I don't want to say blown up, but Seems like you're kind of working nonstop lately.
Yeah, trying to. You know, it's really all about at this time picking, you know, scripts that are, you know, that I relate to as a person and that I can invest emotionally in. Because if that's not the case, if you show up and you don't have that investment in it, then you realize it's just, you know, you're not there and it's not satisfying. It, you know, you really become unhappy. And so those are the things that I try as much as possible to look for in something.
Yeah. Now you've been doing a lot of you've done a lot of TV and film. Do you have any sort of preference right now?
Right now it seems that I've been, you know, making a lot of films lately, but you know, I feel I learned so much from making TV, and so at this point in my life, you know, I think it's really hard to say, you know, what you're looking for, what's out there, you know, what's next, because part of being an actor is coming into the process late. You know, you have a script, a director, a producer, and usually actors are the last ones to come in. So, for me, I whatever comes next, but I think at this point, it's very obvious that TV is becoming, you know, what independent movies were about 10, 15 years ago. There seems to be a lot of good work on TV, you know, on the cable networks. And so, I don't know, you know, I guess wherever the good material is, you know, we live in such a great time where there are so many mediums that are, you know, so accessible because of technology. So whatever, you know, whatever's good and whatever's there.
Yeah. And what's your advice to actors? You've been doing this a long time. I mean, you know.
You know, part of the really interesting thing when we were making Ceremony was auditioning some other actors for the other role. And it's just interesting being on the other side of, you know, the auditioning process, of the casting process. You could be the best actor in the world and go in and you know, and give the best reading of the day, but for whatever reason, you won't get the part. And as an actor, that can be the most frustrating thing sometimes, because you don't understand what happened. And you just come to realize, being on the other side of the casting couch, I guess, is that there's, you know, it's really not a personal thing. And, you know, the best thing you could do as an actor is let your instinct take over and let your own personality bleed through the part. You know, whatever you think would be individual or whatever you think is right, just go with it and follow your instincts. And I think, you know, once you do that and let yourself kind of get out of your own way, then that'll open up a lot of doors.
Thanks, Michael, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.